Hey there, and welcome to another episode of the Blissful Biz podcast. I'm your host, Susanna Riker, and today we're going to embark on a mid-year checkpoint as we navigate through the year 2023. Can you believe we're already halfway through the year? It's the perfect time to reflect on your progress, assess our goals, and chart a roadmap for the remaining months. So grab a pen and paper, sit back, and let's dive into your roadmap for the rest of 2023. Hey there, welcome to the Blissful Biz podcast. I'm your host, Susanna Riker, here to help yoga and wellness entrepreneurs build a thriving online business. If you're ready to make a bigger impact and earn money online, you are in the right place. Each week, you learn about websites, digital products, social media strategies, and what's working now to build your online business. And now let's get started. The first step is to take a moment to acknowledge all the accomplishment we've achieved so far. It's time to celebrate the milestones, big or small, that have marked your journey. Remember, progress is progress, no matter the size. So I took a moment before I started recording and just to see everything, what have I actually done in the last 6 months? And I launched 3 new offers in the last 6 months. I recorded 25 podcast episodes, worked with over 50 new students, traveled around Portugal, Spain, and France in my camper van, found a new home, and moved from Germany to Mallorca in Spain. That sounds like a lot, right? And it is. It definitely is. I think I probably overdid it a little bit, especially in the first months of the year, creating all those new offers. I mean, you know, like the content, the trainings that I created, I wanted them for my main program, the incubator. So, and I thought, maybe I just like try it out. If I sell like single things also separately. So it's not like I created like new offers all over the place. There was a strategy, of course, right? So how it all worked together or how it's all supposed to work together. I didn't really plan to move to Mallorca in Spain, so I recorded another podcast episode on that. But it just flowed. I was traveling in my camper van. It just flowed. So that actually kind of happened naturally. But I also didn't really, I didn't consider enough. I didn't really give myself enough time to arrive, to make time to make new friends, to explore, because at the same time was like, oh, but I have to do all those things for my business and I have to grow and have those strategies and those goals. And of course I'm ambitious for my business. So that was a big focus as well. And that got me to a point where I got a bit tired, right? And I only really realized that when I was traveling again this summer in end of May, June. I did a little road trip from Mallorca back to Germany, where I am right now while I'm recording this episode. And to pack up, then to pack up my apartment and organize my move of all my things, which I didn't have with me yet in Spain, right? So, yeah, so that was a much needed break. And it was really like the first proper break that I took this year. And I don't think I want to wait so long again before I take a break. And I think it made me realize that I also want to, organize my business, set it up in a way so that I can feel relaxed, taking a break, going on a trip, knowing that things are still going to run just fine without me being there. But actually, you know, like with everything I've done those first 6 months, I have all that in place. I also hired a support coach, Britta, who's amazing. I love her. I think my students inside the incubator love her. And she's been taking over some of my responsibilities, for example, for hosting calls like the mindset coaching calls together with our mindset coach, or mastermind calls, also like, answering some of the questions and, recording some of the feedback. So that's a big support as well. Yeah. So everything is basically in place. Yeah. So that's really where we are. And I'm really proud with where I am. I'm really proud of what I've achieved. I'm happy to celebrate that. So I hope you are too. Just remember to celebrate your milestones. So often we just move on to the next thing, right? So we did something. Okay, so that's done. So now let's go on and do something else. Take time to celebrate. If you haven't really done it yet, it's the perfect time to celebrate. And after you've done that, let's take a deep breath and reset our focus for the upcoming months. So that's step number one of the mid-year checkpoint, reflection and evaluation. Before we set new goals, it's essential to reflect on the goals we set at the beginning of the year. Are they still aligned with our current aspirations? Have circumstances changed? Take some time to evaluate each goal and its relevance to your new life or to your life now. Be honest with yourself here. This is really important, right? So you have to be honest with yourself and consider if you need to adjust things, if you need to modify your goals, or if you need to eliminate some goals, right? I think my goals still stand, but what I realized is that I don't actually need such a big product suite. And I'm back to really simplifying things, right? Because as I said, I want more freedom in my life. I want the freedom to take trips. I didn't start my business to be overworked, to work 70 hours a week or something like that, which I don't do and which I didn't do this year as well. But that freedom for me is really my main motivation. And, it's also about, you know, like empowering you and helping more women achieve that kind of emotional and financial freedom as well, but not for a price that's too big for me. So that freedom to take time off. And, you know, like it's so easy to get there. You just need to simplify things. Don't think you need like a bunch of different offers in your business to be successful. Really, I learned this. It's what I did in 2022. Focus on one thing, do less and do it better. And that's what I'm still doing, right? So I decided I'm going to stop selling the Blissful Sales Accelerator separately. It's only going to live inside the incubator. And probably the same for Niche Bliss. I haven't really decided if that's going to live in a different container. So I'm going to talk about my goals a little bit as well moving on. But yeah, so there are some changes. So I looked at my revenue projection. So I have a big spreadsheet and I actually look at that at least once per month. Actually at least once per week. But now I really took the time to look at my bigger goals. So what are really the products I'm going to sell that I want to sell? How much is realistic for me to sell each month, right? So I have more data looking back. This is something, the longer you are in business, the easier it is to do projections because then you have your own data. You know your conversion rates. Of course, that changes, right? Right now, we are in a very difficult economical situation where people are more reluctant to invest. I definitely feel that. And also with the pandemic being over, people just like shifted their priorities. And that's fine, of course, right? But that means that for many online coaches, 2020 and 2021 were big years. Everybody was online, right? There was nothing else people were able to do pretty much. So a lot of people were really open to invest online. A lot of new online coaches, online businesses started in 2020 and 2021. Now we have more noise, right? Because there's more competition. And then, of course, also all those people who spend all their time online in those years, they're not anymore, right? So they're outside, they're going on holidays, they're living their life, they're seeing friends, and that's great. But of course, it's, so it just, if you don't adjust your business projections for that, you're going to be probably negatively surprised, right? So, and then of course with inflation, the cost of living crisis, I really see that having an effect as well. And I know a lot of entrepreneurs see that, a lot of my peers, some of my clients too, not everybody, but it's definitely something to consider. And when you realize, you didn't really reach your numbers this year. Look at don't just continue doing things and trying to reach the numbers that you set out at the end of 2020 when you haven't really achieved them in the first 6 months. There's nothing magical going to happen why you're suddenly going to achieve them now in the second half of the year. Adjust where necessary, pivot where necessary, and be honest with yourself. So for me, it means like really simplifying again and actually allowing myself more breathing space, not creating more new offers right now. I have this one new thing that's in the back of my mind, but right now I'm still sitting with it. I allow myself to think about it, to plan it out, but I'm not taking action right now. Because actually in the next months, one of my goals is really to make sure that all my systems are in order. All my ducks are in a row. I have my funnels all really optimized because that takes time too, right? So you can't just set up a sales funnel and then leave it alone and never look at it again. So I'm really blocking time right now to do that, to look at all my funnels, to set them up, to test things out, and before I create any new things. So that's really important, adjusting, modifying, or eliminating things, right, that didn't sell as good, like the Blissful Sales Accelerator. I think it's an amazing program, and it's so helpful, but you need to be in a situation in your business where you actually need it, which maybe a lot of my audience isn't there yet, right? So that's, I don't know why it's not selling, but it's definitely not selling as much as I was hoping for. So the content is amazing and it's going to live in the incubator, and that's fine, right? So that's just an adjustment I made. Reflecting, so important. Reflecting on our progress can also help us identify patterns and habits that have either supported or hindered our growth. So just take a moment to reflect. What strategies have worked well for you? What areas could use improvement? It's all part of the learning process. Remember, your journey is a continuous cycle of self-discovery and growth. That's what being an entrepreneur is. It's a journey of self-discovery and growth. So embrace that. The next step is revisiting and realigning goals. So now that we've reflected on our progress and identified areas for improvement, it's time to revisit our goals. So let's begin by aligning them with our current priorities and aspirations. Think about, what do you genuinely want to achieve by the end of 2023? And it doesn't only have to be about your business. You can also consider your personal aspirations or think about relationships, your health, and overall well-being, right? So for me, obviously, it's, you know, like my final move to Mallorca, settle in, getting my business set up there, making friends, getting into a routine there, maybe finding new hobbies. So there I have some personal goals that are important to me. And I take some time to really think them through. So what do I have to do to achieve those goals, right? For my business goal, I also adjusted that. So as I said, I look at my revenue projections pretty much every week and deeper every month and even deeper right now. So I actually decreased my revenue goal for this year because I realized it just would have been too much, right? So with everything that's also going on in my personal life, I don't feel the need to like grow my business so much this year. I still want to grow, right? I still want to grow and I'm going to grow. I'm there already. I'm growing my revenue compared to 2022, compared to 2021. So I'm already there, but I'm fine with being more in a maintenance mode right now, in the maintenance phase in my business. I'm comfortable with my revenue, with my income. And, so I just want to put more focus on my personal life, and then do what I do in my business, do it really well, instead of just getting overwhelmed and trying to do a million things and, getting burned out. So, just be like, basically what we all want, right? No, nobody wants to get burned out, but, simplifying things really can help you so much with that. Yes. So it's about breaking down things and, simplifying. So really look at your goals. And take a moment to break them down into smaller, actionable steps. This process, it's so important. And for me, it really helps me create a sense of direction and clarity as I move forward. And when you look at your goals, remember, specificity and measurability, those are key. Right? You want goals that are measurable. So yeah, so it can be your revenue goals, right? But it's not enough just to say, okay, I just want to earn $5,000 a month. When you have a goal like that, and I believe in making revenue goals, I don't believe it's, you know, like, it's not you, right? So you are not your business is not your baby. The revenue goal in the end doesn't mean anything. What's important is what you learn on the way there. But if you make a revenue goal, like say you want to earn $5,000 a month, next you think about, okay, what do you have to do to get there? So how much do you have to sell? At what price point? Okay, so now you know, let's say you have a coaching package that you sell for, that's $1,000 per month. So that would be like, okay, I would need to sell 5 per month. Maybe you also have retreats. Maybe you also sell some lower priced offers like Zoom classes, or a smaller online course that you sell for $200 a month. How much do you need to sell per month to reach that revenue goal? And, you know, like when you have like launches planned, or obviously like retreats are not happening every single month, look at like your spreadsheet really for the next 6 months, right? So some months you're going to make more money, some months it's less. What are your expenses per month? Where are you really? The more specific you can get there, the better. Then when you know how much you want to sell of each offer, you can think about, okay, Looking back, actually, what was my conversion rate? How many leads do I need? How many people do I need to see my offers to be interested, to get in touch, for them then to purchase? Numbers don't lie. And when you have those numbers, then you can reverse engineer. So, you know, okay, if I normally like to get like 5 new clients, I need, let's say, 100 people to see my offer. So like 100 people on my email is like new subscribers. So then it's about, okay, where do I get like 100 new subscribers per month? Right. So what do I need to do? Okay. So I create weekly content, right? So you have, okay, I'm going to, one of my goals is really to be consistent creating weekly content and then maybe, getting better in promoting my content. So it's not just sitting there on your website. You also need to promote it so people actually see it and find it. And then maybe, okay, I'm going to do a few things to get more people to actually sign up to my email list. Okay, so I'm going to put up some pop-ups on my website. I'm going to create a new freebie. Okay, I'm going to pitch myself to other people's podcasts to get in front of new audiences. Okay, I'm going to collaborate with other people and, you know, maybe do a joint workshop together. So I'm going to grow my audience, right? So what do you need to do to reach those goals? This is actually already like the next step, like planning and execution. So with your realigned goals in hand, it's time to develop a plan of action. So you outline the steps you need to take to achieve each goal. Consider any resources, support, or skills you may require along the way. And then you break down each goal into monthly, weekly, and even daily tasks, making them more manageable and attainable. So this is what we actually teach you also inside the incubator, my 12-month-long mastermind program, where you learn how to create and scale your signature online course, sell it on Evergreen, and grow your audience with a proven system of creating original content and repurposing it and promoting it across all channels. When you do this, right? So planning is important, and but it's also important. Remember, it's essential to stay flexible and adaptable because life unfolds. Life happens, right? Unexpected circumstances, they happen. They arise all the time and you may need to adjust your roadmap along the way. I'm fine with that, right? And I hope you too. I hope you embrace these changes as opportunities for growth and learning. That's what I did. And, you know, it's, that's what really made me rethink the curriculum for the incubator, right? Because I realized, oh my God, everything that I did in 2022, that's what I'm teaching you. Everything that I did, everything that I've learned in the last 6 years building my online business, it's part of my curriculum, of course. But now, what I experienced the last years helped me to really condense it and repackage it in a way that really aims to simplify the online business game for you, to make it simpler, to make it easier, to stop that overwhelm, to really help you focus. And yes, it made me realize that maybe I should do that myself, right? And it's so easy to get distracted. It's so easy to think we need to do this thing and other things. And it's so much fun and it's so exciting. And before you know it, you're just like juggling 5 balls in the air and don't know how to take a deep breath, right? Stop doing that. Stop doing that. Simplify things. This is so essential. What's also helpful, important, is cultivating a supportive environment. Surrounding ourselves with a supportive environment is crucial for achieving our goals. So seek out like-minded individuals or mentors who can provide some guidance, some accountability, and some encouragement when you need it. Engage with communities or support groups that align with your aspirations, both online and offline. You're not alone on this journey. And for me, that means setting up my office in my new home, right? To make it really easy for me to go live, to film videos, to have everything really set up perfectly. Hiring support, really setting up my team for success. Really also organizing things, setting up processes and systems in my business so everything runs smoothly. That's also a supportive environment. Right? That's like setting up, yes, your business foundation, but it's there to support you running your business. And hopefully connecting to new friends, making new friends who are also entrepreneurs and who I can then meet and exchange ideas and have fun with and get inspired in person. Because that's important too. I love my online community, but I'm also really, really looking forward to have some offline connections with people in my field, with people who understand what I'm doing. And additionally, self-care, so important. Again, it's like such a vital role in maintaining motivation and focus. Take care of your physical, emotional, and mental well-being. Prioritize activities that recharge your energy, whether it's spending time in nature, practicing mindfulness, or pursuing hobbies you enjoy. Self-care is not selfish, but it's necessary for our growth. And for me, that means, maybe finding a gym or setting up like a little home gym in my new place and getting into a routine, because I was suffering definitely in the last 6 months because I was on the road so much. And then when you're traveling in a camper van, it's really difficult. I mean, yeah, I'm still active because I'm walking my dog for hours and hours and we've been hiking a lot. But, you know, that's not really enough. I need to build muscle. I need to look after my diet. I need to lose some weight, actually. It's not the biggest priority. My biggest priority is health here. But, I need to get a little bit more disciplined around what I eat, reduce eating so much sugar, things like that. And that's on my list. That's like, that's part of my mid-year checkpoint. Where am I with my personal health and my self-care? And there are definitely some things I need to change, some things I need to do. But it's on the list. So that's it. Really cultivate a supportive environment. Think about your self-care. And then remember that the journey itself is just as important as the destination. So when you're not there yet, when you really haven't achieved any of your goals yet that you made for 2023, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what happened. It's just look forward. Just look forward at your goals, how you could adjust them. Celebrate your achievements because I'm sure there are some, even if they're minor, some things that you've achieved already this year. And remember, it's a journey and it's about what we learn on the journey. Embrace the process, the ups and downs, and the lessons learned along the way. And stay open to new opportunities and possibilities that may come your way, and they will come. There will always be new opportunities and new possibilities. Remember, you have the power to create a fulfilling and meaningful life. So take this mid-year checkpoint as an opportunity to recommit to your aspirations. Adjust your course if necessary and keep moving forward with passion and determination. This is what I'm going to do with the rest of 2023. This is my goal, right? Always keeping moving forward and just like feeling fulfilled. Feeling fulfilled with my life, living my best life, being happy in the moment. And there we are. That concludes today's episode. I hope this mid-year checkpoint and roadmap setting exercise provided you with some valuable insights and some fresh inspiration. Remember, you are capable of achieving incredible things. I truly believe in you. Thanks for tuning in. And if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others who may find it helpful. It would mean the world to me. Until next time, keep growing, keep learning, and keep thriving. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Blissful Biz podcast. If you like the show, please leave a review on iTunes. This would mean the world to me. And of course, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast to never miss a new episode. To learn more about how to work with me one-on-one, my courses and membership, or to get instant access to freebies, workshops, and more, go to susannereiker.com right now. Thanks for tuning in and see you next time. Hey there, interrupting for a short announcement. I'm hosting a virtual bootcamp to help you kickstart your online business from May 6th to May 10th, and I would love to see you there. It's the Make Your First or Next $5,000 online bootcamp, and you can save your spot for this free virtual event when you go to my website, susannereiker.com/bootcamp. That's susannereiker.com/bootcamp. I'm going to go live every day from Monday to Friday with a live training on how to elevate your vision, choose your profitable niche, amplify your content, nail down your signature offer to make your first or next $5,000. I can't believe how freaking fun, valuable, and powerful this virtual event is going to be. You'll get 5 live stream trainings, all of the recordings in case you can't make it live or need to leave early, access to my new community, the Midlife Bizhive, including tons of additional trainings for you to dive in, the chance to ask any questions in our calls or in the community. It'll be amazing. This event is a real game changer, whether you're just starting out or you've been at it for a while, but feeling a bit stuck around the maybe $2,000 to $3,000 monthly mark. If you're eager for more and ready to figure out the online business puzzle, this is the perfect place to kickstart your journey to bigger and better results.